Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. By the way, my column in today's Bucks County Courier Times, Doylestown Intelligencer, is kind of my wishes, what I'd like to see in 2021. Right there at the top is the defeat of the Kras by Carlos Vega, who's running against him on the Democrat side for DA, unless Krasner, I guess, is elevated to federal prosecutor. Realize Joe Biden, those of you out in the suburbs who think, oh yeah, let's vote for Biden. Trump, he's a barbarian. It's not going to affect us out here in the suburbs. That's all laugh. Well, guess what? Suppose they want to do a safe injection site out in the suburbs. Bucks County is a huge opioid issue. You know that, right? Bucks, Gloucester County, and of course, Philadelphia. So suppose a group out there, these activists in Philadelphia, they could do that. The federal prosecutor looks the other way. Then what happens? Well, you'd have to rely on the local prosecutor, I guess. Maybe. But the federal prosecutor has been a last line of defense here, and that's going to end. And Larry Krasner said, the federal prosecutor, when this decision came down from the Court of Appeals, no. The law is the law. You can't have a so-called supervised injection site. Said, well, all you have to do is have a prosecutor say, I have discretion and humanity. I'm not going to follow that law. This is what Carlos Vega is up against. He is a 30-year-plus veteran of the DA's office, homicide mostly, I believe. Last time he was with us, talked about his campaign, and particularly what the Krasner point of view, philosophy, if you will, has done in minority neighborhoods in Philadelphia is horrific. Carlos joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Carlos, welcome back and Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year and thanks for having me.
Well, when I saw this decision, I immediately said it's time for celebration because these women in South Philly and Bill McSwain and people like you who agree with this pushback against this are the voices that were finally heard by this Court of Appeals. But of course, your opponent, Larry Krasner, immediately says he's not going to do anything if you put it in Philadelphia. And he's encouraging the new federal prosecutor or the new government to just say discretion. We're going to let it go on. What do you say?
I say absolutely not. In fact, where they wanted to open that injection site is just a few blocks from where I'm raising my children. And I object to it on several grounds. And it's really, let's talk about how he says he's trying to help these people. The drug abusers are being told to they can use drugs. There's no ramification to tell them to stop. They can use drugs and they get a pamphlet saying, please stop using it. They're suffering. And when you think of a drug abuser, what do they do? And let's take the females in particular. They, to feed that habit, they either do shoplifting or turn to prostitution, okay? So really, who is the victim there? Then you have to realize a lot of these ladies who turn to prostitution have children. Now let's think of their children. They're being victimized. They're being neglected. They're not being fed. They're not being taken to school. And then let's take it another level. While they're using drugs and you're a mother, do you open a daycare so the children could see their parents shoot drugs in them? So That is one level of the actual drug abuser. As a parent, and many parents who have ever had a child that is under that addiction, all the love and telling them what to do is not going to work, okay? And then having an agency saying it's okay, it undermines what you're trying to do. Then I think about the neighborhoods. Drug dealers are very smart, and they're business people. They're going to start their corners next to the injection sites, and then you're going to feed that habit. You have shoplifting. And remember, nothing happens with shoplifters now because you have to steal over $500 of merchandise before Krasner will do anything about it.
That's right. Yeah.
And then at another level, you'll see the businesses go. They're getting ravaged. There's prostitution. And then finally, as a parent, I remember growing up in the late 60s and 70s, heroin was big. And being in my mother's store, she was always telling me, look at that guy, he's on heroin. Look at his hands, look what he's doing. And they'd be stealing from our store, sometimes a robbery. But I had that message of don't use drugs. And what really highlights it, I remember when I was 8 years old, and my sister is, 8 years older than me, I saw one of her friends do a purse snatch. And I'll never forget it. And as the police were looking for him, he was hiding in a hallway, and he goes, look at me. I'm a monster. Don't ever use drugs.
Wow.
So I don't know, as a parent, if you're passing by an injection site, that a child will say, Mom, where are those people going? Oh, they're going to use drugs. Mom, what is that woman doing in the car when she's having sex with a man? Seeing condoms and needles and all that. I don't know how, as a parent, you could tell them don't use drugs when they say, Mom, but it's okay. The DA says it's okay. The mayor says it's okay. Look, that building is really nice and everything. It's okay. So, no, at so many levels, I say no, absolutely not. Do we need more funding to take care of these addicted people? Absolutely. But to say it's okay to use it? Absolutely not. And finally, Mr. Krasner has a nice million-dollar house and some properties. I think he has a property, on Locust Street with a fancy restaurant. If you want to lead and tell us what to do, with his social experiment, let's be a leader. Let's open up one of his properties and let's start that injection site in Center City and see how that will go. Okay, so if you want it, open in your place. You got a lot of property. You got room for them people to inject drugs in your property and see whether he says it's okay.
Hey, Carlos, that is well put, because when they talk about accessibility, well, Center City is the most accessible by just about any means imaginable. You wouldn't be shorting any part of the city and dumping it there. I always say put it in Rittenhouse Square, but yeah, I think Larry Krasner's place is an even better place to do it. Why not?
Well, absolutely. He really cares. How he says safe use of drugs? Yeah, safe use of illegal drugs. Let's see it in his property. You'll see how quickly he would change his mind. Once again, I always said, it's the social experiment, because our neighborhoods, and think of West Philly and parts of North Philly, are being ravaged with drugs and violence. Do they really need that? I was reading an article what happened in Vancouver, and when they wanted to open more injection sites, the community said, we can't. It's a death sentence. We're being ravaged with violence and drugs, and you're going to open another facility? So it doesn't make sense. It makes sense if you're a millionaire and you live in a gated community. It makes sense if you're the DA walking around with armed police protecting you. But it doesn't make sense for someone like me or you who are working every day and praying that our children will go to school, have a better life, and stay away from drugs.
Absolutely. We're talking with Carlos Vega, who long-standing, I guess 30 years plus in the homicide department as a DA, assistant DA, now running in the Democrat primary against Larry Krasner. And the boldness, Carlos, when this went down, of Krasner then immediately, and this was a statement put out, it wasn't just off the cuff. Well, the federal prosecutor, once McSwain is gone, he doesn't have to follow the law. He can use discretion. And I just wonder, how long in Philadelphia are people going to get it? If you were DA, there are around the edges discretion that a prosecutor has, but clear and direct violation by court order of something this serious, that's not discretion. That's just back to the fact that Larry Krasner sees himself as a defense attorney, and as you said, a guy who's experimenting with lives.
Well, as he said once in a public speaking event, he says, I'm the public defender with power. If ever you hear his talks, his speeches, he does not talk about the victim. We are forgotten. And I always said, a victim is an inconvenient truth, okay? He does not care about what's happening to us in our neighborhoods. And let's take it another level. A DA is put in office to enforce the law and make us safe, not to have these social experiments of what he believes the world should look like. Because it's very nice when you have money and you're a millionaire that you read about poverty and read about drug abuse. It's different when you live there and have to see it and your child is affected by it, or you're worried that your child is going to get on drugs living in that environment.
Yeah, if you're in North or West Philly or came through, I'm from South Philly, your experience growing up, you know how this doesn't work. The last thing that you want is more of this nonsense when we were teetering on 499 or 500 homicides this year. It's not due to COVID, or that may be a contributor. It's due to these policies. So, Carlos, where do we find you right now, and how are things going in this campaign? And when's the date in May that the primary is?
May 18th is when we can save this city. May 18th, I need all of you to vote. The campaign's going very well. A lot of groups are reaching out to me. And in terms of fundraising, we've done very well. And what's amazing is when it shows the power of the little people, there is strength in numbers. I've been getting so many donations of $10, $25 that I have reached and surpassed my goal that I wanted to do in 14 days. And we're doing very well. But I need people to go on my website. It's vega4da.com, vega4da.com, and get involved. Volunteer to knock on a door. Volunteer to give a donation. And, you know, people think, oh, I only have $10. $10 is a lot of money when you got 100,000, 200,000 people giving those $10. Remember, we're fighting against the millionaire elite. We're fighting for our children and for a better life. I mean, think of how the city looks and you go downtown. Businesses have been destroyed. Businesses are leaving. And think of it. When this whole thing is over, who's going to want to come to Philadelphia when people start calling us Killadelphia like they used to?
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's a strange coalition of people. But you saw it firsthand in your work as a homicide detective. And your life experience growing up as you did, I think suits you to be the opposite of Krasner, who's certainly not someone who had the experience of growing up in West or in North Philly in the same manner, high crime neighborhoods, or someone who is of color to talk about experience and how the law, the homicide department, and you 30 years were there to protect people, not to cover up stuff, as Krasner would have us believe. That seems to be his calling card. So it's going to be very interesting, Carlos, to see if people that have been victimized over these 4 years of Krasner, if they want to end this, because it would only get worse, they have to show up and vote on May 18th.
And they can make a change. They have to vote. Let's think of it this way. Yesterday at 7 p.m., a man walking his dog was shot and killed.
Temple that student, I believe, wasn't it?
A former Temple student,
in Brewery Town, yeah.
Yeah, so now, that's the 15th murder. And what day is today? January what? So think of it. Every day, someone has been killed. So let's think of it right now. Today, based on Krasner's policy, someone is going to die today. And someone's going to die tomorrow. And those deaths could be prevented. We're in shock that it was 499 murders last year. Well, guess what? We're well on our way. That probably will surpass 500 this year.
Yeah, unless there's a change. Carlos, thank you very much again. Give your website, please.
It's Vega4DA, all one word, Vega4DA.com. Get on it, donate, get on it, get involved. Get on it because Vega4DA, this is a fight for our city. It's not about being Republican or Democrat. It's about our children. It's about our safety. It's about our city.
Thank you, Carlos. As always, Happy New Year and to be continued.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.